Jumping subjects, and I'm like, what? All right, we're ready to go whenever you are.
All right, I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Meridian Development Corporation, Wednesday, August 28th, a couple minutes after 4 o'clock now. Roll call. Let's see, the first person on here is Commissioner Vassalon.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Commissioner Burns.
Here.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Here.
Council Lake.
Here.
Administrator Squires.
Here.
All right. So we should start off with a moment of silence in memory of.
How are you feeling? Lighter?
I feel lighter, younger, cheaper. There's a story to it. We'll talk about it after. We'll save that for off the record.
All right.
Well, and for the record, Commissioner Mueller is joining us right now as well.
Good to see you.
I'm gonna do all the high fives, right?
Do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Have a motion to confirm the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner McCarville and a second by Commissioner Mueller. Is there any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous. It's approved. Onto the consent agenda, which is the minutes of the August 14th, 2019 regular meeting and the July 2019 financials and notices of bills paid. Do we have a motion on that? Bevan?
I move that we approve the minutes of the August 14th, 2019 regular meeting and the July 2019 financials and notices of bills paid.
Second. So motion by Commissioner Bevan and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Any discussion? If not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vassalon. Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Burns.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. That is approved. All right, on to presentation from the Meridian North Historic Preservation Commission on Pine Street and School Property Banner. Hillary Blackstone. Is this the first time you've joined us since?
No, it's been.
Have you?
Yeah. It's great news, but a little bit. We got here, it goes like a year.
Has it been that long?
Yesterday.
Sorry.
We can pretend like it's every June. I like that. A few months ago, you guys had given us permission to explore creating a design for Pine Street School to have banners like your other historic building banners that are downtown. And we got two different options. HPC preferred option B, which I think you guys have in your packet, but it's this, which is basically a zoomed in version of option A. So option A has a little bit more of the grass because it wants to include the back of the building as well. HPC preferred option B because your other buildings are also cut off. It's not the full length of the building. They felt like the size just fit the other examples better. And then, not to be anti-flag, but they felt like this was more about the flag than necessarily the school because it's more front and center. And it's still a big feature of this, but see more of the school, I guess, just a little bigger. One of the commissioners did say that she wished that the flag was waving the other direction, but they understand from a design point of view that it makes sense flying the way that it does. And Lila pointed out that that's the way the wind blows, and I have not confirmed that that's what happens most often in Pine Street School, but
So that's how it flows, like that?
Yeah, she was like, this is what it looks like. So we all just said, okay.
What are we going to do with that last story?
We don't need to think about it.
Right.
So that was their recommendation. If you guys are satisfied with that recommendation, HPC is interested in getting banners printed. We looked at your guys' last order, which was for 15 banners that would be on the historic light post and then 14 on the concrete light post. We could probably do with ordering a little less since then we're filling in and we're taking some out from the other rotation. There's won't be as adding more into it, but it kind of makes sense to keep that order consistent, and then if banners age or get torn or whatever, then you have that space.
Mr. Chair, how many, just for my personal, how many different options do we currently have?
Of banner?
Yeah.
Ooh,
There are four buildings and then eight, at least, different events.
Also major annual events.
It sounds right, but I can verify that later.
And the buildings are the corner building, Josh's building, or the middle.
Yeah, it's the mill, the heritage building.
The former post office.
We also have the Board Lake Law Office one. That's legendary.
Yeah, that's legendary.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Hillary, the banners that we're going to purchase, does it include the hard banners for the islands?
No.
No, it doesn't. We were just talking about the soft banners at the time. I think that your hard banners are created like as one piece, so
yes.
It might be double-faced, but it's one piece.
Yes.
We didn't get a quote for what it would
when
cost.
When we made those banners, we only had the three buildings, and so
one
of them is double,
yeah.
And it would be great to have this on the other side of one of them, so we have two and two that are unique.
Has that order to replace them earlier?
That's taken to
yeah.
The city. We no longer have ownership
so
of those islands or those banners.
If something happens,
is the one still knocked down by the
game?
I believe the order is definitely in for the banners, but I know Trademark's been incredibly busy lately.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they are in their queue.
I wonder if that order, being that it's already going to be paid for by insurance or something, could be amended to include this one.
I think Mike Barton from Parks made the order several months ago, is my understanding. So.
I can ask Mike, but I can't.
Right.
They're running slow and they haven't even started yet. But you could get it in. That'd be cool.
And that is already paid for? Or that's something that HBC is
doing? No, it was Commissioner Bevan. Can we help you? Sorry. Sorry, we're just trying to answer questions.
And
yeah.
I was having a conversation about the cloud.
Okay. Okay, we're recording this, so we need to have clear communication. My understanding is the insurance that the city has is paying for the replacement of that metal banner. So, because that's the reason why Mike was asking me some questions about the original costs, because he just wanted to make sure that they were in line with what we paid.
Well, yes, I can follow up with Mike and ask if they haven't started the application on that already, if they could do that. But I don't know how exactly that will work.
Right.
That is the process. I can inquire.
Sure. I mean, insurance normally will replace what was there, but for maybe a small additional cost, we could add that. It'd be worth it.
HBC has enough in their fiscal year budget to order. So those 15 historic banners and 14 concrete banners come out to $1,044. That was the quote we were given. So they have enough in their current fiscal year budget to do that. If the cost was low enough for additional design work, as far as the fabrication side needed for the island, they might be able to help with that, although I'm not sure. And also they want to know that. So that might slow down the process a little bit.
Well, let's not complicate the process if they're too far along. If it's something that hasn't even been taken up by a trademark, then we can have the conversation. But if they're already in the middle of it, my recommendation to this board is let's keep moving forward and get that replaced, because it's been most of this year. So thank you, Larry.
But it is worth at least checking into.
Sure.
I will, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. So is all you need from us is just approval of the
design?
The
recommendation
design.
Was B. If you guys really would prefer A, at the end of the day, you're the brand.
No, B the legacy better. B literally matches all the other grades significantly better. Actually.
Yeah.
Do we need a formal motion, or can we just say,
let's take one.
Like B, you
let's,
want,
let's just take a motion.
You want, okay, so we have a motion on which design fit.
I'll make a motion that we endorse option B as recommended by
a side note related to Pine Street School. The Ada County Historic Preservation Council recently decided to honor Pine Street School with their 2019 County Treasurer Award. So the date and time of that presentation hasn't been confirmed yet, but we only have a handful of properties in Green that have been recognized with that distinction. So it's kind of a fun one.
Awesome.
And it includes multiple agencies. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who actually owns the school? Is it the school district?
The school district
the,
owns the school, and then the Friends of the Pine Street School manage the operations of the facilitating tours. It is off of what would be, it's kind of next to Meridian Elementary School, so it's Pine and like.
It's literally right behind the Boys and Girls Club.
This conversation started because they felt a little, like people couldn't find them, you couldn't even recognize it's not on the corner of the street anymore, so they were wondering if they could, they could the HPC asking if there could be additional signage out outside on the corner that would help direct people to where Pine Street School is. We got a, ACHD told us that they could only do the green traditional like wayfinding signage, so that was added out there by the Boys and Girls Club, but we kind of wanted to highlight them.
Thanks, Hillary. And I just want to say to Hillary, and I think our board would love to say this to Hillary too, thank you for everything that you have done coordination-wise with the arts, historic preservation, just about everything. So she's been a gem to work with, and you're going to be missed.
What? You're leaving?
Yes.
You guys have been noticed? Yep. I know. This is my last meeting. But thank you all for everything that you do with Arts Commission, History Commission. You guys do good work. I know sometimes it feels like it takes a long time, but it's worth it.
Yes.
Good
thanks.
Luck.
Thanks, Hillary.
You're doing great work for children.
All right, on to our public hearing and consideration of approval of the proposed FY 2019 budget amendment and corresponding resolution 19-030. Ashley.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, as we discussed at our work session last meeting, the only change in the fiscal year 19 budget is to include the revenue for the old City Hall project. That is the only change you will see in operating revenue and also under project expenditures. This is the official public hearing for that amendment today, and we would just need a motion to open that public hearing up, and if there's any comment, otherwise we can close it and have discussion and make a decision.
All right, we have a motion to open the public hearing.
Yes.
Mr. Mueller.
Sure. Say we open the public hearing to talk about the money that we had for less than 2 hours.
Is that a good enough motion?
Yes. It could be colorful, but I got the point.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
So a motion by Commissioner Mueller and a second by Commissioner Bassalone. Any discussion? Do we need a roll call vote? Or no? Just a voice vote. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. That sounds unanimous. We are in our public hearing. Would the public like to comment on the amendment? No? All right, well, hearing none, do we need a motion to go out to the public meeting again? So, anyone would like to make that?
My motion is too colorful, you guys.
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
I move that we end the public hearing session on the budget proposed budget change.
Mr. Chair, I think we should note that we did have two. Public hearing, neither one of them had any comments. So,
thank you. So, is there a second?
A second.
All right. So, motion by Commissioner Fitzgerald, the second by Commissioner Bassalone. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are closed on that public hearing. And then move on to the resolution. Todd, do you want to read the, the title of it?
Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, this is Resolution 19-030, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho. Meridian, Development Corporation, amending the annual appropriation budget for the fiscal year commencing October 1, 2018 and ending September 30, 2019. Directing the chairman or administrator to submit the resolution and amended budget to the City of Meridian and any other entity entitled to a copy of the resolution and budget and providing an effective date.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, since our work session at our last meeting, nothing has changed. Just to recap, the operating revenue between the multiple sources of revenue is expected to be $5,852,072. Our expenditures do match that request. Given that the public that is here was at that work session and had no comment, and we went through line item by line item at the work session, unless there's a specific question, I would recommend we just open the public hearing, and if there's questions, we can certainly talk about that, but unless you want to hear me go line item by line item again.
Commissioners have any questions on any of the line items, that'd be an appropriate time to ask those. If not, then could we have a motion to open the public hearing?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Fitzgerald. I move that we close the public hearing. So, motion by Commissioner Bassalone and a second by Commissioner McCarroll.
I wasn't going to get to that.
Not all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Sounded unanimous to me as well. So, public hearing is closed. And then on to the resolution.
Chairman and Commissioners, this is Resolution 19-031, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, aka the Meridian Development Corporation, to be termed the Annual Appropriation Resolution, appropriating sums of money authorized by law and deemed necessary to defray all expenses and liability of the Urban Renewal Agency for the fiscal year commencing October 1, 2019 and ending September 30, 2020. For all general, special, and corporate purposes, directing the chairman or administrator to submit the resolution and budget to the City of Meridian and any other entity entitled to a copy of the resolution and budget and providing an effective date.
Do we have a motion? Resolution.
Mr. Chair.
By Commissioner Byrne, and a second by Commissioner Bevan. Is there any discussion? If not, we will do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Bassalone.
Aye.
Commissioner Carville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I as well. Woo-hoo. Our budget is approved and you can publish tomorrow.
It's that publishing tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So y'all didn't have really much of it.
Yeah, it's all but official. Thanks for all your work on that. Actually, that's a
welcome. welcome.
Yeah.
Thank
administratively,
you.
Administratively, you do a great job on it.
Thank you.
Last meeting, you said you could really see it
now. I know.
That's my feedback.
I gave them the exact same instructions, so you see what happens.
I know, right?
Property committee update. My name's next to this. So I get to do it since Steve's not here.
Yeah. I'm happy to help fill in. There's a report in there.
Where's the report?
It's after the budget. It's on the back side of one of the budget. Go on. There you go.
Union Pacific property update. We got keys at the meeting.
I got keys.
Building. Yeah, they
well, actually, not Todd has keys. But
right. They were delivered to the mayor's office, and then they brought them down and gave them to Ashley. So we literally have the keys to the property now.
Apparently, they don't open anything.
They don't.
According to the contractors that's been out there.
They tried to use them, and they don't work.
They just cut the lock.
Oh, really? Oh, well.
Which is fine.
Yeah. and you're in the process of getting bids to mow the weeds.
Yes, yes. Code enforcement has been on me since they heard that we were approving a lease, and I told them I didn't have legal access until last week. So,
okay.
So yeah, we're getting three bids for that.
On here, it's also noted that the eastern third of the property, which wasn't originally included in there because they had some other prospective tenant for that space, is now included
yes.
in our lease. And then they're hoping to have a termination in place with ProBuild on by the end of this year or
mm-hmm.
first of next year and add that property into our lease agreement as well. And I believe your weed abatement stuff, you're just going to go ahead and
all of it.
Do the whole shebang, even though that part isn't included.
Just clean it up.
Yeah, it'll look nicer to have that. We got copies of all the environmental reports that they've done, and it sounds like one of the buildings does have asbestos, and the Union Pacific is have their contractor remove it all. So that's nice. That expense won't be on us to do that. And timing-wise, did they give us an estimate of?
About 30 days for that.
Okay. The Union Pacific request consideration.
So do you want me to take this on?
Well, I'm trying to see what does he say. Go ahead.
You want me to take that on? So we kind of gave the MDC perspective of where things stand, and since we got this lease, there is potentially a big private investor that is going to move forward with the Union Pacific property in whole. And so with that, we gave an update to the property committee. This is the Galena Opportunity Fund, which is Bill Truax, who you probably have heard his name. He was in the Idaho Statesman article as a potential funder for Bill Dietz. So he is actually working with Union Pacific right now on a purchase and sale agreement for the easement. They resubmitted their comments yesterday to Union Pacific. They are also working in conjunction with Bill Dietz for the underlying property owners. There is one heir or family that has not been found, and so they're going to start the quiet title process on that. That will probably take a few months to go through that process, but the attorneys are already moving forward on that. And once that is concluded, Bill Dietz will be out of the project, is my understanding, and Galena will be moving forward. Based on conversations that we've had with Bill Truax and emails and just ongoing discussions, they're moving fairly quickly, and their goal is to be able to enter into the first of at least probably three agreements that we sat down and talked to them about yesterday. They are willing to work with us on the cleanup of the property. Initially, you know, thinking that we just had a lease and we were just going to clean up what we could from a lease perspective, but if they're able to get control of the property fairly quickly, it would make sense to wait and take everything down at once, and we would just contribute financially towards that. We talked about owner participation agreement from an overall development standpoint. And then the third agreement is we talked about the East 3rd Street infrastructure improvements that we agreed to make for ProBuild that is being partially funded by CDBG. The discussion is that we would get the CDBG dollars back, and we would give the portion that we were setting aside and just give that to them, and they would do that project all on their own as well, too. Be a lot more cost efficient, and we get done all at once. So that's kind of where things stand at this point. So that was part of the request that they made to us for the property committee, was to talk about some of these partnerships. Todd, Dave, and Nathan and myself spoke with Bill yesterday and kind of walked through this. The fact that they're getting bids and they're moving very, very quickly gives a lot of hope and promise. Nothing is done until it's done. So, you know, the worst case scenario is we have a lease and we go do this ourselves and we have some temporary parking until something actually does happen. But best case scenario is we have some private investment coming to downtown very quickly. Did I miss anything or?
No, I think you covered most of the relevant points. One thing I wanted to point out was he did mention that it'd be in phases and they'll start at Third,
yes,
and move back towards Main, and they'll start with a residential building first, and then future phases will have office and retail.
I think the residential would have a little bit of retail on the first floor.
Yeah, a small amount of retail on the first floor of the first building.
Not sure how high are they going to go?
High.
Like
6-7 potentially.
Really?
I think you have a feeling that they were going to push it. Yeah.
They're,
didn't he say like 6/2 or something? So eight floors.
Yeah. So the thought process with the residential is to do it in modular building. And so most of the construction would happen off site. And that way you wouldn't impact the area as, you know, as much as normal construction would. It also can be done more efficiently and quicker as well. And they've given us a tentative schedule, and we are certainly not going to hold him to this schedule because there's a lot of hurdles they have to jump. But if they have their way, they would start construction in early 2020, very early 2020.
Just on that. Bill also mentioned that we would have an opportunity if we wanted to have some temporary parking on the end on this side until they got to that point with their construction. So that's an opportunity there if we feel like we need it.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Apartments. At least in the first phase. Not to say that later phases wouldn't have that ownership opportunity, but he hadn't mentioned anything in addition. And he's also talking about, you know, the opportunity to, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, for startups, looking at a true incubator. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a real cool idea for that.
So, fingers are crossed, but I think this is exactly what we have been hoping for. They're working on them. He's working. He has Jim Escobar from New Design Architecture and his team working on some site renderings and site planning. They were asking us questions today. In fact, I talked to Cameron about that, about the Keller Associates building that's going on the other side of the tracks. They're just trying to figure out how that is all going to be oriented. And what their site plan looks like, so they can kind of take that into consideration. He did talk about having both sides of the building kind of looking like frontage, like front elevations, so that way when you're driving, you know, north on Main Street, you're not looking at the back of a building, looking at like almost a front elevation. So I think that's really intriguing to me,
yeah,
anyway.
Part of the reasoning behind that was that eventually
mm-hmm.
and building would face that as well as the street. It wouldn't be the back of the building, the back of the
mm-hmm.
transit corridor, the stop.
That's
a great idea.
One thing to think about depending on how fast they move, they can take over a lot of the stuff that we were planning on doing anyway there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we still have amount of budget set aside for that area of Meridian, and it's probably a good thing, because looking through the challenges that still exist, even with the developer that wants to develop the land, on the north side of the property, running a little over half of it, we have an open connection.
now that's kind of a problem for like sidewalk and streetscape. Now it could be turned into actually something fairly cool, but that will take money that the traditional developer is not exactly going to want to do. And there is still, if you look at sidewalk and accessibility around that whole entire 2.5 blocks, there's nothing there at all. So when it comes to streetscape and trees and proper sidewalks and parking and canals and everything else, there's still a lot of work for us to do on the property.
Sure.
But the other thing is, even in the area of like PR, there is a story we're probably going to have to help them tell, because the reason they're starting on the very back and working towards Meridian is Meridian's the prime real estate for a commercial focus of some kind, whether retail or office. But the problem is there's not a ton of density in downtown to necessarily justify building a massive commercial building, right? So the whole idea of leaving some of this vacant up here where maybe we could get some temporary parking is essentially part of what the project that's happening here and the project that would happen on the back half of that property is to build the density that would supply the demand to actually build some true, really nice retail space. Because retail is hard in downtown right now. Everything comes and goes pretty quickly, goes out of business, right? So that's the deal there. Now, what I mean, the general public is going to look at it and go like, why these guys got a dusty construction zone? They're building way back there and they're leaving everything on Main Street, just dirt for could be 2 years, you know what I mean? So that's a story that we're probably going to have to help tell and help the public, the general public understand. So there's still quite a bit of work that we could do with this project to try to steer it and have it be what we want it to be.
And there, he mentioned yesterday they're working on branding of the project too, and so I've sent him all of our branding that we've done for downtown, so that way it can coincide and work together and be compatible. I'm just super excited about this, and knowing what I know about what he's accomplished in other communities and other projects, I think we're going to be really pleased with what we see. And he's incredibly engaged with us at this point. He's keeping us in the know every step of the way. So I think we're going to have a good partner to work with.
The other thing to go along with the PR aspect of it that you brought up, that we talked about, was the fact that this most likely will be the first opportunity zone project in the state of Idaho.
Yep.
And so we probably have
the entire state.
Yes.
State.
Yeah. So we're going to make that big announcement.
So we'll probably have help from Department of Commerce and the city.
Yeah.
It's also there's two other points that were kind of interesting. It's a three crane project. So you're talking three sky cranes, and then the other one is the modular. I know it sounds bad when you're building tiny little houses, but the whole point of the modular is it lessens the impact on downtown. Not a ton of trucks coming and going. Not a ton of people here. First, they set up the cement pedestals that's two stories tall, and then they literally can stack units. They can stack, it's literally like they can stack two floors in 30 days.
Yeah, it was 4 or 5 a day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was super fast.
Boxes.
Yeah. So you're talking from the time that they finish the cement to put an additional 4 or 5 floors on, it's literally. So pretty low impact to the neighborhood while they're doing the build, actually, which is kind of exciting. So, project.
On to the Civic Block RFP update. Yesterday was the pre-proposal meeting, and there were, this room was packed. I don't know.
22 unique folks.
Join us and maybe give us a little update.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, great to be with you. It was a successful meet and greet, proposal due diligence meeting. We had over 30 folks in the room. I'd say 22 were kind of unique. There were some that were kind of partners in, you know, if you will. So we feel like there were at least 22 groups or entities represented, so who knows, that could be, most of these will have a developer, contractor, architects, lot of people looking at this RFP have had great feedback post even. A lot of people following up with questions. We've already had our first stab at an addendum to that. So just kind of consolidating all the questions that were asked in the meeting as well as from the site visit. And just starting to put answers to those and trying to get those out. I think we may present that addendum to you all just so you're aware of kind of what, you know, what that looks like and what people are asking. Basically asking the right questions, you know, people are serious about it, and you can get the sense of that. But if nothing else, it's, you know, people may or may not respond, you know, given the scope of it, but at the same time, great exposure, you know, a lot of development looking at our downtown, just people, you know, continuing to build on the momentum that's already occurring. So, yeah, very pleased.
I think regardless of whether you have proposals or not, it was impressive all the people over there. People are at least curious and wanting to do something.
So kudos to obviously the team, Dave, being there. I'm going to be very intrigued to see what the responses are. I already know of one of our locals that is very, very interested and is committed basically to respond. Good to have a couple of pocket responses.
Absolutely. Mr. Chairman, just to, if I might, to add to what Cameron said, we've got the handful of questions that we have, and our process then is to issue an addendum to the RFP answering their questions. Most, the vast majority of them are technical questions. What are the heights? What are you looking at for parking? And, what is the comp plan call for, and those kind of things. Optimally, and I think appropriately, this board would approve the addendum, but our challenge is we're under a time frame to get that out so they can incorporate that into their development plans. So our plan is to get that addendum issued next week, but then bring it to our next board meeting for ratification of the board. So you're trusting the team a little bit to answer the questions. That does give us the time, if in the extremely unlikely scenario you think everybody's gone off the rails and we're crazy, we can amend the addendum and extend the timeline if we need to. But I would like to have the board's blessing, even if it's after the fact, on the addendum.
Is the September 25th meeting enough time for that? I mean, is that acceptable?
It is. We only have that second meeting. The proposals are due October 4th, so it would have to be off the rails for you to say, okay, we got to change this addendum and answer the. We're not going to. Well, we need to amend the addendum and extend the timeline. But we got to get the answers in their hands, and we're not having a board meeting.
Will the city council have to approve it before it's issued?
Yes, yeah, so Mr. Chairman, and to kind of piggyback on what Todd's saying. Ideally, that would be the case, and I think we could obviously move quicker simply because they have a lower rate of meetings. But, you know, the thought would be, and just and hopefully this adds some level of comfort to what we're discussing, is that really there wasn't any kind of material question. In other words, there more clarification, want more information about this, that, or the other. It's not saying, hey, what about changing the scope? Things that we would definitely bring back to both bodies.
A great question for MDC is, one of the questions is will the district be extended? The life cycle be extended? So we have to have an explanation for something like that. So it's that type of level of questions.
And the answer to that question is we don't know.
Yeah.
So plan accordingly, but here's how it would have to happen.
Yes. So, it's very, very technical level. It really has nothing to do with the RFP that you've approved.
So hopefully that just gives you all some comfort that we're not going to go completely different direction from what you've already looked at, already approved. Just clarifying what people are.
think City Council will probably scrutinize it harder than we would. So if they're going to approve it before it's issued, I'm comfortable with doing it that way.
I second that.
I appreciate it. We're all very diligent. Well, thank you for the update.
Thank you.
BRT Harvest Transit update. We talked about that too, and the ride numbers are up to 1,700 rides in July.
So the mayor said.
I don't remember what it's like 200-300 rides a month increase.
Yeah.
It's a significant increase. The amounts of that program continues to be successful. Parking request. You want to cover that one, Ashley?
The strip in front on Main Street in front of City Hall is currently unlimited parking. It's not limited to 2 hours or 4 hours like certain areas are. So there was a request by the mayor, and it was approved by the committee to request signage in the amount of 2 hours in that strip between the rail line and Broadway. And so that request has been made to ACHD for that signage.
We didn't have any updates from code enforcement, and then 9 Mile, we ran out of time.
We did, and in your packet is just the economic analysis that we received from FEMA. Our team has not had a chance, just due to vacations of the floodplain administrator for the city, to sit down and scrutinize it and figure out what our level of questions are and what next steps need to happen. So just wanted to include this in because we included it in the property committee packet, but this will be before you at a later date for discussion and possible decision.
All right, that is it for the property committee. Upcoming committee meetings?
The very last page is the upcoming committee meetings. Just wanted to point out that Meridian Business Day is on September 13th, which is a Friday here. Looks like they have a lot of really great speakers, and so if you're interested, let me know. I'm happy to help you get registered. And then, as you know, Concerts on Broadway changed kind of their formatting and their dates this year. So I have noted those for you as well, September 7th, 21st, and October 5th, and they are 2:30. Afternoon performances. So,
All Saturdays.
When is Farmers Market in?
I believe it's mid-May or mid-October. Yeah, they started much earlier this year, and they're going pretty late.
Cool.
Yeah.
Council's report.
Nothing further, Mr. Jones.
Administrator report.
We received an email today. If you remember the purchase and sale agreement that we had for the old City Hall property in 703 and 713, had a right of reversion back to MDC if the buildings were not demoed by May 30th. Josh and Caleb are trying to finalize all of their bank documents and financing, and one of the things that has been requested of us that the bank is wanting and the title company is wanting is an affidavit to say, yes, the buildings have been demoed and we relinquish our rights. So I've asked Todd to start working on that for us so we can get that taken care of. Todd, is there anything else that we should note for the board on this matter?
No, I think... unless anybody has any objection, it'll be a pretty simple affidavit that I can just prepare for Ashley's signature and say, yep, the buildings were knocked down and we don't have any other concerns, basically. But basically just that the buildings were knocked down. I think that's the only reversionary right we had in there. And Ashley can sign it, we can record it. And then basically it clears up kind of a potential title issue for them. So,
yeah.
You don't need a motion from the...
We're not on the agenda, so we
can't do
we
it.
Couldn't do it if yeah. we did, but I think we can all look across the street. There's no building. buildings.
There's no buildings.
Unless you want to put it on a future agenda to do it, we could. But I think I'm okay with actually signing it if nobody has any objection.
It kind of falls under the administration.
Yes.
You have to go inspect the site first for us to make sure. But as long as you do that, I'm totally comfortable.
And all it is confirming that they performed the terms that were listed in the warranty deed that
these
are
really
over and we don't.
Send a picture of the vehicle.
That's what I was thinking. Can't we just send that to them and call it a day?
Go look yourself.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Chairman's report. Well, are you finished, Ashley?
Yes, I am. Totally
okay.
Friends.
Chairman's report. I don't have anything further to add. Public comment? Any comment from members of the public? All right. Go ahead, motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
So I'll cast away the license.